The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If anybody's got an edge,
it's Rondo.
It's Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, but you really don't come back from crazy. I mean, you just go more and more into crazy.
Hey, listen, he's been pretty decent for the most part with Sacramento. But what do we have over at Toyota Center?
Well, we don't have that kind of craziness. I mean,
maybe we do behind the scenes.
No, we
don't.
Listen,
we've been in that locker room.
We have no leaders in there. There's no joy in that locker room. When people came in that locker room,
there's no joy because they're not winning.
But
are you trying to dictate me how the rules of this game that we've never played go?
Hey,
you're basically telling me how a game that we've never played, and it's not even our show, and you're telling me how I'm going to,
So
what's the percentage? He's asking, what are the odds?
That he would consider baseball.
And I said 50%.
Over. I'm saying he's not considering.
So you're saying zero. There's no if. It's, what are the odds?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Just getting after it.
That's all.
Just getting after it.
Real quick, are we covered under that disclaimer?
Yeah.
It comes on. Okay, cool.
Comments. What is it? The comments made are not responsible for Gal Media? Or
reflective.
Yeah, the opinions expressed here.
It's not reflective of Gal Media.
Saw Mr. Gal in the lobby a little earlier.
Yeah, did you say hi?
Said we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, cool.
Turned down for what?
Turned down for
what? Yeah, it's about to get crunk on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring my little box, too.
Because last time we went to a Mr. Gal gathering, we got stopped by the Popo.
We were sitting in a nice
We were chilling.
Just sitting in a truck.
Po pimping in a truck.
He rolled up like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, he did. He All did.
Right. I was like, this white guy just kidnapped me.
You're officer, I swear to God.
I was lost.
This white guy's accosted me.
He's carrying all the paraphernalia.
What's that smell? I got to go. Best of luck, Fred.
Yes.
HD Show Thursday, 7 to 10.
That's it. Here, look at this video.
That's it. Welcome in. This is the final hour of the Blitz. Fred and AJ are out.
Yes, they are.
All right. Thoughts and prayers to AJ and his family. Fred Fowler taking care of business.
Businessman that he
on
is.
A Wednesday.
Yes.
And so Jong said, let's see, who can I get to completely torpedo the show? Oh, I know who. Fred and Henry. And then we'll get T. Scott on the dot to work the 1-2s and 3s. And let's make some radio magic on a Wednesday afternoon. So programming update. For those of you that don't know, we are part of the HD show. He's Henry. I'm Fred. People are like, what does the HD stand for?
Yeah, I know. They ask me that all the time.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's okay. You get sometime you got to explain it to him. So just explain it.
Henry Thomas, Fred Davis. Don't overthink it, people. Don't overthink it. Anyway, so programming updates, the HD show, live and direct tomorrow night, 7 to 10. We told you we were getting Petey Pablo if North Carolina made it to the tournament.
North Carolina, come on and stand up. Hey, hey, man, I'm telling you.
I'm in like a helicopter.
Sit.
You ask, you shall receive.
Hey, I didn't think you were going to come through.
Petey Pablo.
I kept backing out. You said we, and I kept saying,
yeah.
We didn't say anything.
Yeah, guess what we saying now? Guess who's interviewing Petey Pablo tomorrow?
We are.
Yeah, exactly. Petey Pablo joining the HD show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 2000, for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock.
Ran him down.
Very excited about that.
Hey, now you got homework now. You know that now.
What?
You got to go.
Petey Pablo?
Yeah, you got to go watch Drumline.
Yeah, okay. Trust me, there will be. Yeah, listen, if you want to ask any Drumline questions, that'll come from you, okay? I will refrain from any Drumline questions, that's for sure.
You're going to have some Nick questions.
We'll see. Okay, so, well, I'll tell you what. You know what we should try to do?
What should we try?
If we're going to get all hip hop about it. All right, so he's going to represent North Carolina. Are there any rappers from Syracuse? I seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt it. But New York, there's plenty.
Yes, New York, okay? Plenty.
So there's plenty of New York rappers.
Hey, why don't we call McNabb?
Donovan?
Yeah, he's from Syracuse.
That's your boy. Yeah. Okay, boom. All right, so you'll work on Donovan. We got Petey in the mix.
We'll get them both on, let them just go.
I'll tell you who I really want to get. All right, since then you got Villanova and Oklahoma. Now, right. We know Oklahoma's got, what, Toby Keith?
Oh,
I think Toby Keith would come on the show.
Toby
I really
would.
Do.
Of
I really
course.
Do. All right, so we're going to try to effort for Toby Keith.
Tell
Why
him,
not?
Tell him we got some red cups, some
That's
solo
it.
Red cups. He'll be here.
And then you know who I re- – no, it doesn't surprise me at all that you know that. It does not surprise me at all,
all right.
that you know that. And then we got Philly with Villanova.
Oh, well, you can get anybody from Philly.
You know who I really want to get.
Who would you like to get?
Beanie Siegel.
Beanie Siegel.
I would love to get Beanie Siegel on the show.
Real,
so that's our
real Don Mateo. You got a job.
You got listen. You got work to do in the next 52 minutes. It's a Final Four. So we're gonna get people from all four places.
All four places.
Toby Keith, Beanie Mac.
Beanie Mac.
Hold up. Huh? So I'm looking at the Wikipedia for a list of people from Syracuse, New York. Guess who's on the list?
Uh oh.
Who?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Yes.
The White Iverson guy?
Well, yeah, White Iverson.
Yes, exactly.
The White Iverson guy is from Syracuse.
Says Syracuse, New York.
Shut your face.
There you go. All right.
Huh?
Let's start reaching. Let's my Twitter
account.
Okay,
but here's the thing. What are we going to ask him?
I don't know. You're the one coming up with this segment.
Okay, but I didn't say Post Malone. What am I going to ask this dude?
Wait a minute. Who just got it? What voice in your head just popped out of it, because right there was like, get out of here, what?
I don't know.
Hey,
wait a minute.
What am I going to ask you?
Yeah, why'd you get so excited about it?
About what, Post Malone?
Yeah.
Because I was expecting you to say like somebody that I was really excited about, and then you said Post Malone.
And you got excited.
So that was like an actual shut up. You were telling me to shut up.
You're
yeah,
really
no, I'm not.
That.
I mean, Post Malone does nothing for me.
You didn't like the twist? He had the cornrows going in his hair?
Nothing.
And his nothing. Post Malone?
Nothing. I mean, listen, if we can get him, we can get him. But like I said, New York, you got the whole... Who did we say we're going to try to get from New York besides him?
You said Beanie Siegel. I mean,
no, he's Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
He's Philly.
Who did? Oh, we said McNabb.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So...
All right, going...
We're doing that next segment, though, right? That's what they all want to do.
Yeah, but you got to clear the board.
Yeah, so get these
guys.
Do? Let's get these guys.
Okay.
And we'll start
all right, real quick. Let's go to Nick in Houston. Nick, what part of H-Town you calling from, Nick?
I'm coming from right by downtown right now, sitting in rush hour.
My man. There you go. All right. So, what's your odds question? What you got?
All right. So, what are the odds that for next season's Texans first round draft pick that is greater than the point margin of the Syracuse and UNC game coming up? If that makes sense to you.
It did.
You
lost me.
Okay, so let me hold on. Let me get this straight. All right, so is the pick going to be, you're talking about next year, right? So after the 2017 draft, is going to be greater than the point margin of the North Carolina. So if North Carolina beats Syracuse by 20, are they going to have a pick 21st or greater?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
If you can put odds on that, so yeah.
69%.
You guys come up with so
69%.
I'm gonna say 75%. It's gonna be higher. We're gonna
absolutely.
We're gonna be picking like 29.
I'd say you're gonna be
30.
Somewhere in the same. Well, let's not get carried away. I think you're gonna be somewhere in the same ballpark, though. I think you're gonna be somewhere in that 22 to 25 range.
Yep.
All right. Greater. So 69%.
Yep. 75.
69%.
All right. Let's go to who we got up there.
Lanny, where are you calling from, Lanny?
Calling from Kingwood.
Kingwood.
Kingwood always up to no good. By the way, the 7th annual Cayman Cargo Golf Tournament will be at the Kingwood Country Club June 2nd.
Yes, it is.
And my man Henry Thomas will be playing, and my man Tyler Scott will be participating as well. For anybody interested in sponsorship opportunities, please contact us today at 713-910-4688, or you can find more information out at caymancargo.com. All right, Lenny and Kingwood, what you got?
All right, so you got D'Angelo Russell getting shoved 69%.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
What are the odds that if he averages 25, 26 points a game and he makes this miserable team much better, that 69% goes way, way down? Because success cures all ills.
Lanny, you realize there's like seven or eight games left in the season, right?
Games left.
No, I don't mean this year necessarily.
Well, no, that's the whole point of shopping. They're talking about whether they're going to shop him this offseason.
Well, what if he averages 28, 30 points a game in the last seven games of the season? And he makes them respectable because they're awful, obviously.
But, Lanny, you realize we're past the point of respectability for the Lakers, right?
Yeah, this is kind of
respectability. They're not even inching towards respectability at this point. They're just trying to get done, and
so they can give a parade for Kobe.
Yeah, send him off into the sunset.
Yes.
All right. So there you go. I'm going to say 0%.
Yeah, because
zero.
Eight games not going to do anything.
I'm going to go with negative 69% on this one. So negative 69%.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, not at all.
Everything's 69%.
Not at all. Gronk. Huh? Everything's 69%.
Just 69%. What's going on?
Not
with
at
you?
All. What are you guys thinking? Maybe it's more about you than me.
Oh, you know what? It was that thing I did the about Pisces. Your sign. Nah, the Pisces sign. Nah,
look at you. Look at you. You guys are sick. You guys are sick. All right. What are the odds? We've warmed it up. We got a nice little lather going.
There we go.
All right, little lather. Now we're about to go off the hinges. This next segment. All right, we're going off the hinges. What are the odds? Somebody's going to win a damn prize, all right? Somebody's going to win a damn prize. You can win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube. It's in League City at 45 at FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TV on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme happening at the Lube. Bike night, trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise, and more. Check it online at the Lube. .com. What are the odds that you're going to win? We'll find out next. Don't you go anywhere. That is Tyler Scott. He's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. This is The Blitz with an HD
twist
on ESPN. Yeah, come on, comes in my hair, man. Slummed
over like a deer, man. Red and black by my bread, man. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, all right, all right, all right. 8 o'clock. Petey Pablo.
Tomorrow.
It's going down. And right now we're efforting to get one Mr. Beanie Siegel.
Oh, yeah. We're running all over.
Is he incarcerated right now? I mean, like, I don't even know if he's... I don't know if he's a part of the free world right now.
He probably got a cell phone.
He don't do much. You know he does.
You know he does. Absolutely. Now we're about to get started with this segment.
What do you think Beanie Mac eats gangster cookies? He said he did.
Wow.
He said he did. Just something to think about.
Can we do What Are the Odds?
Can we get some What Are the Odds music? I need some What Are the Odds music. Since we didn't get our Yay or Nay music, let's get some Yay or Nay music going on for these What Are the Odds.
We haven't even done Yay or Nay. Have we?
No, we haven't.
No, we didn't, because we did.
He's got that other guy in his
Remember,
head.
I got Haiku Hump Day going on. We just missed it. Right. So just go ahead and play the...
He's got that other guy talking to him.
Yeah, I got it.
Play the music. Play the music. Let me get something. Let me get in the mood. Let me get in the mood.
All right, here we go.
Let me get in the mood. Here we go. Come on.
We're going to Sugarland first?
Not yet. No, we're not going anywhere yet.
I
need to let the beat build.
The beat build? What are you, teenage girl?
No, I'm channeling my little inner Wayne. I'm channeling my little inner Wayne.
Skip to the music.
And the beat goes, boom, 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 boom.
Something's going on in here.
And the beat goes, boom.
You let the beat build. Every odd is 69.
Your odds.
Something's wrong with you, man.
Just because you're one of the odds. Just because your odds are no good.
My odds are great.
Your odds suck.
And more accurate than yours. We'll just see how it goes, but
yeah, we will. It's him and I, Equim and I. Let's go out to the land of sugar.
Here we go.
You may know him as Dustin. That's what I know him as. What you got, Dustin? Sugarland?
What's going on? Sports.
All right,
there you go. There you
go. Astros for you.
Oh, snap!
That Kent Giles has more saves, but Luke Gregerson ends up with more strikeouts at the end of the year.
Okay, say that again.
I said, what are the odds that Ken Giles, the new closer, has more saves than Luke Gregerson, but Luke Gregerson ends up with more strikeouts at the end of the year?
It's like a two-prong, what are the odds?
You don't know the rules. You didn't play this before.
No, I know what the rules are. I'm saying his question's two-prong. 34.5%.
34.5%?
34.5%.
Is that half of 69? What is going on here?
Yes, sir. All right, so I said,
you know what? I like where you're going with that. I think he will have more saves, but you're right on the strikeout portion of it, so I'm going to go 90%.
All right, hang tight. Remember that the rule of this is everybody stays on the line.
Hang on, hang on while you're on.
Let's go out to Conroe, where there's a brand new sandstone chiropractic coming very soon. Dr. Tony DeRaymond's his staff, critically acclaimed, not just the best in Houston, not just the best in Texas, but one of the best in the United States. Check him out today at sandstonechiro.com. All right, John and Conroe, what you got?
Hello, sports to you guys.
What's up, man? Sports to you.
All right, my what are the odds question is, what are the odds that Brian Hoyer gets traded for a 6th or 7th round draft?
69% all day, all day, every day.
You know what? Didn't we give up a 7th round pick for him to get him here? Something
I
like that.
I want to say you gave up like a bag of footballs. I want to say
I think we gave a 7th round for him.
It was a bag of footballs and a case of Tenactin is what you gave up for Brian Hoyer. You needed some Tenactin to rub off that fungus after what he left in that Chiefs game. So,
well,
I got 69%. What you got?
70%.
70. Look at you. You think you're special?
I'm gonna do better than me? I'm going to do 71.
You think you're better than me?
And I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so Hoyer gets traded. You say 70, I say 69. Matt and Pass a Get Down Dina. That's where this whole game started. You and I got into it. I said 50%. You want to know, your question is the chances he plays baseball, football didn't work out.
That he considers it over football.
Correct?
Correct, that's it.
That's it. All right, Matt and Pass a Get Down Dina. I said 50%.
I said 0.
You said 0. Because you really didn't understand how the game worked at that point. So.
I still understand how it works.
You still don't.
Everything's
you almost
not.
Said that, too. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. That's the phone number. What are the odds Wednesdays?
What are the odds Wednesdays?
We got some other people that have chimed in already to start the show.
Yes, we got a few.
Let's see.
We got David and Seabrook.
David Seabrook. What was the percent? What are the odds that I broke my phone?
Yeah.
That was 0 because I have life proof.
Yeah.
You know, when times get tough and your phone needs to be protected, I turn to LifeProof. Why? Because I went 1 for 25 in a 3-point shooting contest after a mean meltdown and said to myself, self,
slam the phone.
F this phone and F all you in this competition.
And no broken phone.
And my
good.
Phone is still intact thanks to the fine people over at LifeProof.
Tyler and Kingwood. Yeah, Tyler and
Tyler Kingwood. He had, what was his? I don't know, whatever it was, I said 69%.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
you said
69%. I don't remember what it was.
You had Lanny and Kingwood also.
Yeah, Lanny had, I can't remember what mine was with his. I
wanted 69%.
Yeah, so it was Nick and H-Towns.
I think there's something going on with you. You might want to sit there.
I see a pattern developing.
Well, it looks like we got one more.
Okay, we got one more. Adam?
Get up on it. Get right. down on it.
Put Adam through.
Okay. Adam, where you calling from, Adam?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold up. Hey.
You're still being screened.
Well, I mean, what are we screening? What is this, like a TSA screening? What are we doing here?
All right, he's on.
Liberty. Right. Liberty, stand up. What you got, Adam?
Sports
to you, brother. Sports to you. Question. What you got, bro?
All right, what are the odds that Clown is going to play more than 5 games this season?
I'm going to go than. What, does he play more than 5 games?
Yep.
Is that what the question was?
Yep. What are the odds he plays more than 5 games?
90%.
I agree.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw you.
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there. Yes. I saw what you
so
did
what was
there.
Your favorite? What are the odds out of these four?
Well, considering I forgot like half of them.
Well, they're still,
really?
On, the
they're still on the board.
No, I'm talking
there.
About the ones we took earlier.
Well, those don't count because
they don't?
They called in before.
I feel like Nick and H. I feel like Nick had a good one, but I don't remember what it was.
He's not on the board.
But he's not on the board. Who,
the guy on the board here. Come on, pick one.
You got Dustin.
Well, see, here's what.
Make the World Series.
I'll be honest.
World Series?
Dustin, yeah. Well, here was the thing. Okay, so Don Mateo wrote on the board that it said we were going to make the World Series, but then he asked some dilapidated, convoluted question about more saves and strikeouts. So that
it was a great question. One guy's going to have more saves. What an odd, but the other guy have more strikeouts. How hard is that?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You got
like
too
it.
Many people talking.
I didn't like it.
You got
many,
the 69 stuck on you.
It's a two-prong question. I didn't like it. Well, I don't like two prongs. Okay. I don't like two prongs. Three? Now we're talking. All right. What else? Oh, John and Conroe. I thought that was a pretty solid question. Matthew and Pass the Get Down Dina. Part of it is I'm privy to Pass the Get Down Dina.
Can you pick one?
I mean, why is it on me?
We're all going to pick one.
All right, I'm going to go with Matthew and pass the get down, Dina.
See, so selfish. Why is it on me? It's not just you.
You guys are looking at me like, you know.
I don't like Matt's question just because I don't like talking about Johnny Manziel all the time. Boom. So he's out.
See? Okay, so there you go. Sorry, Matt.
I like Dustin and Sugarland.
Yeah, I like Dustin.
Boom.
You know what? 2 out of 3. Bam. Dustin, you win.
You guys are pissing me off right
Dustin,
now.
Way to go.
Way Dustin, to go, tell him. Dustin. Can I get some game show winning music? Bum, bum, ba-da, bum, bum, ba-da,
I think I only have the loser horn.
Yeah.
No. Never mind.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Winning. What? What was that?
Winning.
That was Philpott saying winning.
You mean to tell me we don't have any Bob Barker? There we go. Yeah. We need some Showcase Showdown music. Dun dun da da bum bum ba da Dustin in Sugarland. Tell them what you want.
It's very obvious you were out of work for a little while.
Dustin. Or no, how about I grew up with my grandmother who didn't have cable, so I had no choice but to watch Bob Barker and his 7-foot-long microphone.
That's funny.
Tell him what he's won. I'll tell you what, Dustin Sugarland, you won a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in Lake City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TV on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruising, and more. Find out more today at thelube.com.
Very nice. Very nice. I was waiting for you to take
Sugar
a breath.
Sugarland, stand up. Sugarland. I'll tell you
congratulations,
what. Sugarland, stand up. All right.
Hang on. Mateo's going to get to him, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's hearing him right now. Right. Boom.
All right, good.
Bada bing, bada boom. All right, coming up next. Segment you guys have all been waiting for. It's time for a little.
You haven't even written one, have you?
I got two.
Oh, dang.
I got two.
That's
all right,
me. I haven't written one.
Do you have one? Do you have any? You probably don't, do you?
No.
You didn't have time. Did you have any?
Of course.
If you don't have, I mean, you know what? We can do yay or nay.
We can do either or. I mean.
We'll do a combination of. Tell you what, we'll do a little mix up.
You're not letting anybody else hold
it. Haiku or not?
Get to the helm. So go. What would you like?
What do you mean I won't let anybody else get to that? I don't like what you're insinuating right now.
I don't care what you like.
I don't like what you're insinuating
right
now.
I don't like
what you're insinuating right now.
We're going to break and we're going to come back and it's going to be one person. We're going to do a hybrid.
We're doing yay or haiku. Yay or haiku. Because I've got a great yay or nay.
Okay, so, all right. So we do yay or haiku.
Yay-ku.
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 We're doing the yay-ku.
Yay-ku. Tell you all what, right. You say they're the wrong person, you might be called a bigot. That is the one, the only, Travis Scott. Isn't he a rapper?
Wow.
He's a rapper, isn't he?
Terrible.
I've been up since 3:50, okay?
Really?
What do you guys want from me? 1 for $25? What do you want from me, huh? 3 points? Hell out of here. That's Tyler Scott working the 1-2s.
And threes.
He's Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. Don't you go anywhere. A little yay coo. Coming up next, this is The Blitz with a little HD.
Twist 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Y'all know what that music means. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. It's a little yay coup time. Yay what?
A little yay coup.
So I was just informed that the Famulous interview,
yeah.
Since that was groundbreaking.
Oh, was it?
Well, it's been sent off to TMZ and Gawker, and since nobody knew about the Nicki Minaj thing,
yeah,
then
it's blown up like the World Trade.
This may also go viral.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
look at us.
You know what?
Up.
Can we give a shout out to Mike Pearson for that?
We got to.
No, that was all Mike Pearson.
That was all bad. Mike.
Mike, we were the Herschel Walker, and he was insert great quarterback name here. He just handed it off to us, and we just ran with it.
That's all.
That's all we did.
Yeah.
By the way,
back in college,
he was pretty good for the New Jersey Generals one year.
Oh, yeah. It's his first year. Yeah, that's right.
By the way,
by the way.
Herschel Walker, friend of the program, the HD show.
Yes, he'll be opening on April 14th.
April 14th.
April 14th, he's open down on Smith Street. The
details still being worked out. The HD show's got some things working behind the scenes, perhaps. Don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet.
But it's going to be a grand opening
party. Fluid. Yes. Fluid. That's all we'll say. But that's right.
And Herschel wants y'all all to come out.
Herschel wants everybody to come out. Mm-hmm. Even you, Famulus. Even you.
Oh, absolutely Famulus.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know we're going to have some stars.
That's going to be famous up in there.
Yes, sir.
I think Fabulous might make an appearance. Petey Pablo.
Petey.
Huh?
We got Petey coming.
He'll be on tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We're efforting to get Beanie Siegel on, Toby Keith, and Donovan McNabb as well.
Yeah.
Star-studded show tomorrow night.
Star-studded.
All right, so it's a little yay Kutan, a little combination of two groundbreaking segments that we do on the HD show.
That's right.
Haiku Hump Day. It is Hump Day. It's haikus. It's real simple, 575. Topics are as follows. Texans draft, Rockets playoffs, your most embarrassing public display. And then yay or nay, which is real simple. We throw something out, it's either a yay or a nay. What do we want to do first? Yay-coos? Haikus or yay or nay?
Let's do yay or nay.
Let's do yay or nay. All right, here we go.
Because we don't have all our haikus down.
No, so you guys can get it, but this one's great. All right. I love this. This is
yay
just,
or nay.
I love racially divisive stuff. Here we go. Wow. A black woman said to be an employee at San Francisco State University has stirred reaction after someone on Monday posted a YouTube video of her accosting a white male student over his dreadlocks. Bumbaclad! Irie. In the video, the young woman is seen asking another young man for some scissors. She then resumes arguing with the student, telling him he can't wear his hair in dreads because it's her culture. The woman did not realize she was being filmed until near the end of the video, where she gets defensive about the student putting his hands on her. No, you didn't.
Wasn't those same women that was in a book reading club from San Francisco, too?
Oh, they get wild up north.
Remember on the one
women
on the
up
train?
North, yeah, they get crunk off that wine. I think she was a member of it. And IMGUR user posted screenshots and captions of the video, where it soon generated lots of web traffic and drew comments. But see, that's the thing about culture. It's okay to share it, said Duro62. Upvoting for awareness and hoping it goes viral so this racist girl gets on blast. Post this on Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, said I'm Randy Butternubs. Playing the victim once the cameras start rolling seems like a great way to lose public support for your movement, Dong Vahal. Update early Tuesday afternoon, the university released the following statement regarding the incident. We are aware of the video made of an incident which occurred on campus yesterday afternoon. University police were called to the scene of the incident where it occurred. The two individuals involved in the incident are not San Francisco State University employees. Further, no criminal charges have been pressed at the time to the university's knowledge. Yay or nay? First of all, I got one yay. White people wearing dreadlocks. That's a nay. Okay? That's a nay.
Dreadlocks, period. I don't know.
Unless you're a white guy and you're the singer of a rap rock, like kind of heavy metal band, something like that, it's fine.
That's okay.
That's pretty much like...
That's what you do.
That's your thing.
That's your thing, bro.
I'm not a dreadlock guy at all, because it'll take me a long time to grow a dread.
Yeah. No, I don't think you and dreads are...
You could do like the George Clinton, like...
Yeah.
Beard dread.
Dreads hanging on for dear life.
You know what? And you guys, everybody talks about dreads like they're cool. Like it's a something. You know what it is? It's just straight laziness.
It's just you stank, okay? You're stank.
It's like, you know what? I don't feel like cutting it. It's too long to comb. Let it just mat up and get funky.
What cause are you representing? I mean, again, I'm not going to get in dreads, like you said, all right?
And it's not for me. I mean, if you want your dreads, you wear dreads.
Do it. I don't care.
You go ahead and wear dreads.
Okay.
And if I got smell something, look on my face, because I'm looking at your dreads.
It's because your head stank. That's why. That's what we're looking at, all right? Yay or nay, the black chick going up to the white guy and saying, you can't do that. That's my culture.
She can say whatever she wants.
Yeah, but her acting on it, trying to cut off the dude's
scissors,
hair.
That's
too much.
It's probably
too much.
Years to grow.
That's too much.
But here's the actual kicker, though. She actually asked someone, hey, let me borrow
the
scissors.
Let me get them. Yeah, who just randomly has scissors walking by?
That's another thing. Who is carrying around scissors on a college campus?
Boop-a-doop-a-doop.
Can I borrow them scissors? And then when she says it, you already know she's crazy.
Yeah.
And you're the white guy with the dreads. She had to turn and say, hey, let me borrow them scissors.
Yeah.
When she was turning back around.
What made you decide to stick around? Yeah, your name's sticking around. When the crazy black chick grabs the scissors.
I mean, come on. Yeah, there's enough stories about sisters, period.
I mean, unless
And then they're going to say something crazy?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, unless you're standing outside of like a kindergarten room, who just randomly has scissors? I mean, that's a great question.
To tie this all back into everything that we've been talking about with Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. Yes. What you got?
So this chick accused this dreadlocked white boy of racially appropriating.
Aha,
and Iggy Azalea has been accused of racially appropriating.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
You guys full circle, baby.
We live in such a racially. And of course, you know there's going to be the obligatory, you know, if that was the white dude doing that to a black woman, could you imagine with the fallout? Somebody's saying that right now.
Of course right they now. Are.
I always think back to the Equimini line.
It's like, hey, give me some scissors. You're wearing a polo. I want to cut the sleeves off.
Black people can't wear polos. You're appropriating my white yuppie culture. Take that polo off.
Oh,
I always ask. I always fall back to the line from the Equimini song from Mr. Andre 3000. Is every bleep with dreads for the cause? Is every bleep with gold for the fall? No, don't get caught up in appearance. It's out cast Equimini, another black experience.
Wow.
There you go.
Did you read it off the sleeve of the album?
No.
Oh, you just heard it, listened to it,
got he's memorized got it.
It's Equimini, dude.
Yeah.
It's him and I, Equimini.
I know. It's Equimini. I know what it is.
Daddy Fat Sack. It's Freddie Fat Sack to you, boys and girls. All right, now it's time for my cue. Hey, can we get some more Noco Flow real quick?
I realize this is the last hour of the show, and we're running the last segment. We're up against it.
Oh, we up against it.
But this ain't the 9 o'clock hour. There's still kids listening.
It's all right. Easy. You know what?
They're gonna learn today.
They're gonna learn today.
That's why I couldn't tell you what 71 was.
That's okay. All right.
Got it.
Here we go.
All right.
You know what that music means?
What does it mean?
One of two things.
Wait a minute. What is this?
The Orinoco
called?
Flow.
It's the Orinoco Flow.
That means one of two things. It's either Japanese menstruation or
Haiku
Hump Day.
There we go, baby. Back in effect.
Oh.
I only have a couple.
Where it all started. Give me some of that.
Oh,
give me some
baby.
Of that.
Baby.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. Topics are as follows. Texans draft pick, Rockets playoffs, your most disappointing, embarrassing public forum. I did not choose the last one. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going with Texans draft picks.
Did I write anything for that?
Let's build up the D. O-line needs some help as well. Slick Rick. Surprise pick.
Oh, huh? There's something slick.
Huh? What you got? What you got? What you got?
Let me go to the basketball.
Here we go.
Let's see what I got here. You're
playing back.
Rockets to playoffs. One man shoots. No man defends. They make it. Sweep.
Love it. T-Scout of the Dot, what you got?
I actually don't have one. I'm working on one right now.
All right. We'll get you on the break. We'll get you after the break.
Yeah,
we'll get you after the break.
I need that time.
Here we go. It's my Rockets. Rockets squeeze in eighth. Be easy goes communist. Down goes Bickerstaff.
Bye-bye. So long.
Later.
See you. All right.
What is a Bickerstaff?
We're still trying to figure
that
out.
Still haven't figured that out. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
What is
a Bickerstaff? Dave in the Galleria. Holla.
What you got, Dave?
Holla at us, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Here
we go.
We're talking up sports for you today, Dave.
Quarterback. We got that. Running back. Got two of those. Confidence, now just roll. That's where we're going.
Spoken like a 14-year All-Pro. All right.
Tyler Scott's still counting.
Tyler Scott's still working on it.
Yeah, he's counting.
Tyler Scott's still working. All right.
When we come back,
Final segment of the program.
Yeah, we might as well let me do
it. T. Scott's going to have his. We'll put a bow on this bad boy. We'll get you ready for tomorrow and highlight, preview, whatever you want to call it, the magic that's coming tomorrow night. Don't you go anywhere. That's Tyler Scott working the 1-2s.
And threes.
That's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. Don't forget the real Don Mateo been answering your phone calls and working it like a boss today. And I'm the Freddie D. Don't you go anywhere. This is The Blitz with an HD show.
Twist.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fighting for survival. Tell him, Bob.
Now, you don't mind Bob having dreads.
He was down for the cause.
He was the cause.
He was the cause.
He created the cause.
He's Bob Marley.
He's Bob Marley. He's Bob effing Marley.
He's Bob freaking Marley.
That's right.
Is it true, though? I've heard Jamaicans will tell you they like that Peter Tosh doesn't get enough love.
Does not get enough love. You got a Peter Tosh song you can pop on there?
That actually, some of your more diehard reggae fans will actually prefer Peter Tosh to Bob Marley.
Well, you know what? There's a movement, you know. It was a movement, you know. Some of your diehard would say, I prefer Malcolm X to Martin Luther.
Yeah, see true enough. Fair point. Look at you. I see what you did there.
See how I did that?
I see what you did there.
To make you understand.
Yeah, that did make me understand, too. I totally figured out what you did. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There you go.
All right.
That's how it is.
I get it.
All right.
I get it.
We got
Peter Tosh, if you're listening, 713-780-3777. You think he's listening right now? Probably not. Is he still alive? Maybe that's a better question.
Yeah, he's got to pull it up on the web.
Is Peter Tosh dead? Do we know?
I can Google it.
Google that. See if we can get him on the show tomorrow night, if he's not.
Oh, yeah.
Is he alive?
Just have a star. What are we?
Star-studded lineup tomorrow night.
What are we turning into? The Tonight Show with
Star
Johnny
Surge,
Carson?
Star Surge, baby. Yes. Yes.
Peter Tosh is dead.
Is he? That's a shame.
Died on September 11th, 1987.
So he's been dead for a minute, basically, what you're saying.
For a while.
Yeah. So, quite a while.
Almost as long as I've been alive.
This just in, Peter Tosh not going to be on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
Not going to get Peter Tosh on the show. Can we get anybody that does a good Peter Tosh impersonation?
Why don't we just play the songs? That'd be better.
Why is it that there's not more Because we get a lot. There's a lot of Elvis impersonators.
Yeah.
So why can't we get more Peter Tosh and Bob Marley?
It's hard to impersonate that. It's hard.
Fighting for the rival.
See, my point exactly. Very, very tough for you to imitate that.
He's just rolling over in his grave right now.
Trust me. There's been a lot worse impersonations of Bob Marley than that.
Oh, that was Bob Marley. See, it was so bad I thought it was Tosh.
Couldn't tell who it was. Yes. A little bit of both.
That's it.
I mixed them both in.
Listen.
I mixed them both in.
First off, before we run out, we got to thank Fred, AJ.
Absolutely. Huge thanks to Fred and AJ for letting us sit in on their show today.
AJ, our prayers, our thoughts to you.
Absolutely.
To you and your
hope everything's
family.
Going all right with him.
Yes. Our boy from Sandstone. I know he's listening.
The Dr. Tony DeRamus.
Dr. Tony DeRamus.
Not just one of the best in Houston, not just one of the best in the state of Texas, one of the top 10 chiropractors in the United States.
Yes.
Check him out today, sandstonechiro.com. That's sandstonechiro.com, and tell him the HD show sent you.
Oh, absolutely. Quaker State.
Quaker Steak and Lube, League City. Shout out to them. Shout out to who won that anyway?
Dave.
Dustin.
No, Dustin.
Dustin. You may know him as Dustin. We call him Dustin here on the Blitz.
And his friends call
him the Land of Sugar.
Dustin.
They call him Dustin. So shout out to him as well. Thank you for everybody for tuning in today. Got to give a shout out to Doug Collins, to the guy from Famulus who would not give us his name, and then, of course, to Mike DeCourcy, who finished the conversation by saying, great conversation.
That's it.
I mean, you can't get much more.
You can't get much, no.
Great than that.
That was huge.
That was huge. That was huge. Tomorrow night on the HD show, 7 yes. to 10, make sure you tune in. We're very excited about that. Petey Pablo joining the program
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
I'm going to be in there with my shirt off, too, twisting like a helicopter.
We are jacked.
I really wish that this,
camera was on.
Everybody would have seen it already.
Yes, they would have.
It'd have bumped it up now. You can't do that. No.
And we're efforting to get some other folks on. So stay tuned all day tomorrow to Twitter, at Henry Thomas NFL, at the Freddie D, and of course, at Tyler Drew Scott. Shout out, as always, to the one, the only Tyler Drew Scott. Shout out, as always, to the real Don Mateo for answering your phone calls.
Yes, sir.
All right. Working his little Conrad-like fingers away today. Just did a fantastic job at that as well. So, big day tomorrow, Thursday. Final Four starts this weekend. We're excited about it. Make sure you go check out our boy Doug Collins coaching up the Reese's All-Stars. All right.
Absolutely.
Peanut butter cups for the winners. Reese's Pieces for the losers.
I'll be there.
Okay, so we'll be somewhere else.
Oh, that's right.
We got a little shindig to attend on Friday night, so we're looking forward to that. So, for the one, the only Tyler Scott, for the real Don Mateo, for the all-pro Henry Thomas, I am the Fred Davis. H-Town, you know we love you.
Peace!
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.